The American jobless rate is at a two-year low, 8.8%.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The nation's economy created 216,000 jobs last month. That's according to the Labor Department. With an unemployment rate continuing to fall, does that mean the job market is finally gaining some speed? Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch, and she's with us from New York. Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So a positive jobs report I see, 216,000 jobs, biggest monthly job creation in nearly a year. Does this mean the jobs recovery is in full swing?
I think it does mean that. And, you know, we started off the first quarter with a very weak January report due to weather. But now we've picked up again. We've got for the first quarter an average of about 159,000 jobs a month. And we do want to see that closer to 200,000 to really feel better. But this is moving in the right direction.
We want to see the average at 200,000. So what kind of jobs are we talking about here? What's being created out there?
Well, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they still say healthcare is moving in a big way, manufacturing And the one real sore spot continues to be government, local employment at government and states still trending down. So we really want to see that stop by the end of this year, hopefully, as states get their budgets in control.
Are people still underemployed, though?
Well, I think they are. And here's the problem. You know, we are seeing that a number of the jobs that have been created are some of them in like the leisure and hospitality industry. There's a report in today's New York Times that a lot of the new jobs that have been created over the last year are lower paying. And a lot of families are struggling to make ends meet as they readjust to a lower level of income.
You know, I see what's going on in the Middle East and the disaster in Japan. How are those things going to affect, you know, the jobs recovery?
Well, I'm not sure. I think that maybe in the auto industry and the technology industry, maybe that'll show up in next month's report. We didn't see any sign of it in this month's report. And we're going to have to keep an eye on that because clearly there are some supply chain issues down the line.
All right. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch. Jill, thanks.
Thank you.
The NASDAQ and Intercontinental Exchange say together they put in an $11.3 billion offer to buy the New York Stock Exchange. That's about 20% higher than another offer from a German exchange. Marketplace's John Dimsdale reports whoever buys it, the NYSE takeover is going to go under the microscope.
A NASDAQ-NYSE combination would bring together the two largest stock market operators in the U.S. NASDAQ touts the benefits from sharing technologies and streamlining their administration, all in the United States. But Georges Joujou, a former executive vice president of the NYSE, says regulators may not be convinced it's best for competition.
They will certainly scrutinize it deeply because on the cash market, they represent half the market and therefore they have a dominant position vis-à-vis all the other players.
But the stock exchange business is changing, says Adam Sussman at the Equities Research Tab Group. It's becoming more competitive, and therefore he thinks a merger will stand up to regulatory review.
You know, just over the last few years, the Securities Exchange Commission has approved two new exchanges. And the barriers to entry in terms of starting an exchange are surprisingly low.
Whichever deal works out for the NYSE will take a while. Shareholders aren't expected to vote on a merger until this summer. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now, more than 0.5%. The Dow up 75 points at 12,395. Word today, construction spending fell in February by more than expected, and the nation's manufacturing sector grew at a much slower pace last month.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. By Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at Progressive.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
Amazon.com this week launched a music service that'll let you buy a song, store it on one of their servers, and then play it anywhere. But Amazon never really checked in with the record labels about it. And you know those labels can be a little sensitive about their music. Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe is with us now. Good morning, John.
Hi, Steve.
Why didn't Amazon think it needed record company permission?
Well, their perspective was, you know, it's your music. You get to put it on a hard drive if you want to. You know, if you have an external hard drive on your computer at home, you can just put your music there. And they're saying, well, look, this is just another hard drive, except that it's, you know, on a cloud server that we own that you have access to.
So now it's negotiating with those labels. Can you say awkward? What are the labels saying about these plans?
Yeah, you know that thing we already did? Is it okay if we have done it? You know, it's a bit of an odd question to phrase. But I think Amazon's position is we already had permission to do what we did here. But we want to keep good relationships with labels, and we might want to do other things with this music. Their goal, according to the Wall Street Journal, is that they'll have a vast library of songs, but, you know, you won't have a million different people storing the same song. You'll have that one Justin Bieber song in one place on Amazon servers, and then like a guest list of a million people who can get to it.
Bieber fever, absolutely.
You have a massive Bieber hive, and then we're all bees buzzing around the Bieber hive.
So John, why is Amazon doing this and not Apple?
Well, Apple's been rumored to be doing this since, like, what, the Eisenhower administration or something. This is supposedly, along with the popularity of soccer, this is always just around the corner. And, there's been rumors of Google doing something similar, too. Maybe Amazon just got to it faster. They put more resources behind it because they want to sell music. They want to be an iTunes competitor. It's very possible, too, that Apple and Google are just fine with that happening because Amazon can have the bumps and bruises and learn along the way. And then, you know, these other companies can swoop in and do the same thing.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, frugal Irish airline Ryanair is at it again. The carrier, known for ideas such as selling standing room only tickets and charging for bathroom visits, has announced starting this year, some of its flights will be child-free. No more screaming babies, kicking seats, or tugging on clothes. Yeah, maybe there's a market for that, but I wonder, is it a coincidence that they announced this today, April 1st? Just asking. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org, where you can grab the podcast while you're there. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The healthcare industry is loaded with new jobs, so you better have a really good resume.
Anytime you have more people entering a field, then they just simply up their standards of what they want.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Experience is a must. We'll have today's business news as well next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.